You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Something came up yesterday. We played that song Locked Out of Heaven by Bruno Mars. And so we were just kind of chatting about, you know, what would people say they have done in their life to get locked out of heaven? If you could pick one thing out of the multitude of things, what have you done that will keep you out of heaven?
Yeah, think about it and call us.
Now, here's the question. How honest are our listeners that they would pick up the phone and actually call? Because everybody can think of at least one thing right now. So how many of you have the guts to call and chat about? Because we're going to do ours.
Yeah.
You know, we'll show you ours if you'll show us yours. 303-691-1649. That's 691-1649. What have you done that will keep you locked out of heaven? Just pick the one. Try to have a little bit of fun with it.
I know there's a lot to choose from for some of us, Jeremy, but just one example is all we're looking for.
Go first, Jer.
Well, besides all those women I have chained up in my basement.
Besides them.
Besides that, I do not put the cart back in the cart corral. I'm
Jeremy.
That guy. I will leave my cart next to my car.
Why?
And drive away.
Why?
Pure
laziness.
And I've seen those babies go flying down the parking lot there in a windstorm and hit other cars, and I've driven away. Going to hell. That's mine. Besides the women in the basement.
What do you got, Emily?
Yesterday, I was musing over this, and it actually came to me while I was walking down the hall going to see one of our gals here, Nancy, who, by the way, is not going to hell ever. Mm-hmm. She's got a VIP
pass. She's
test.
A peach.
So when we do paperwork here, if we do any sort of like endorsement or anything, we have to fill out these hokey pieces of paper that,
right.
that aren't even official. They're just so lame. And so I had to do one for like 8 weeks worth of stuff on each an individual piece of paper. And she had to sign off on it. And I was like, this is criminal. Like, isn't there like some sort of an email we can just send out? Is there some sort of a virtual receipt we can do for any
simpler
of this?
Process?
And she said, no, we have to do everything this way. And I said,
you killed her?
This is why I'm going to hell, because of all the trees. I said, think of the trees.
That's what you chose in your life.
All that for that?
You filled out some paperwork,
that?
And that's why you're going to hell?
I feel bad for the trees.
God.
I'm just waiting for this. You lived in Vegas for a few years.
I thought you killed Nancy because you were sick of doing paperwork.
Oh, my God. I waited for that.
I killed all the trees.
Let me tell you what mine is. Mine is something that at first I was going to choose a thing when I went to the AMC 24 Highlands Ranch. And I went to three movies in one day.
That's theft.
On one
Stealing.
Ticket.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bought a ticket, went in and watched a movie.
Straight to hell.
Well,
just
St.
Went,
Peter would be like, what movies?
But I Right. And they weren't even that good.
Oh, then yeah.
And I figured I made up for it by buying a lot of stuff at concession stands throughout three movies.
Okay.
So I kind of pumped money into them.
Milk
there,
duds.
Yeah. Never milk duds. I don't like things that stick
disgusting.
To my teeth.
Go to hell if you eat those.
No,
but I realized that the one is something that I brought up. It's funny because my former partner on this show, Jane, is who lives retired and living in Michigan. She's back in town. She's picking up another puppy because her breeder is down in Elizabeth.
Yeah.
So she's gonna come by later this morning and say hi because we haven't seen her in a long time. So I'm looking forward to that. She would back me up on this because she was horrified when I told her this story probably 15 years ago. I only did this one time, and it only lasted about 3 minutes, which I know Jeremy will say is my average.
The record.
It's about 3 minutes. It's when I was running late for something. I had to be across town. And have you ever been in that situation where you've got to be somewhere at a certain time, but you're having to go during rush hour traffic, and you just know you're going to be later, and it's driving you crazy,
mm-hmm.
and you're like, ah! And I swear I'm going to go to hell for this. I'm not making this up. A funeral procession went by. With the cops and all the cars with their lights on. And as soon as the last one went, I pulled out.
Clicked them on.
I pulled my lights on and
nice.
I got behind them. And I probably went through like 12, 14 traffic lights with them all the way.
You pretend like you're crying in the car. Oh, Grandpapa.
Like, I cannot.
I used a funeral procession
awesome.
To get through heavy traffic to try to get to my meeting.
You couldn't have called
horrible,
instead of
awesome.
Being late.
First of all, I'm going to tell you how long ago this was. It was pre-cell phone.
Right.
So I couldn't have called from my phone.
Oh my God.
It was just there. I mean, it was like,
it was there. Thank you, it was God. Spur of the moment. I was probably about 30 years old. So I was young and horrible.
Mm-hmm. What was
But that? I did it and I got quite a ways before I had to turn off.
What was the
it's
meeting?
Pretty good.
I was only sad that they didn't go all the way to where my meeting was. They went their way and I had to go mine.
But luckily an ambulance came out. And you're like, well, I'm getting behind this guy.
I would never encourage people to do this. It's horrible. And I've always, for all these years, I've wondered who this person was.
Hold on. It wasn't a meeting. It was a date, wasn't it?
That's mine. So now we ask our listeners, we shared... You share. So, hey, Samantha, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
All right. So, fess up to us. And I tell you what we'll do. You tell us what you did, and we will render a verdict of whether or not we think you're going to hell. How's that?
Okay. That sounds good.
All right. What do you got?
So, I was telling Emily that I have a cousin who's just extremely socially awkward. He would just call me and just say hi just for no reason, but he wouldn't, like, continue the conversation. So, it's just this gut-wrenching conversation, and he used to do it all the time. Yeah. And it got to the point where I wouldn't like purposefully ignore his calls, but like I would wait to call him back when, okay, so he's Orthodox Jewish, so they celebrate Sabbath, so sundown on Friday to sundown on Saturday. You don't use your phones, you don't use electronics. So I would just have to conveniently call him back when his phone wasn't on. After a couple weeks, he just stopped calling me back.
Yeah.
Smooth. That's
so
pretty slick.
I still feel really bad about it,
poor guy.
I've done that. When I lived in London, I actually have family over there, and he's my mom's cousin, so what does that make him to me? My second cousin? I don't know, but he
family
dateable.
We would meet up, and he works at the post office, and he would bring like one of his post office friends, and do the same thing, kind of be like hi, and then drop off the conversation, and I would be like, oh God, I've got massive diarrhea, I've got to go.
Oh my god,
that's better than your filling out form story though, Emily.
Oh God,
Samantha, the verdict is no. I don't think you'll go to hell.
You're
that.
Fine.
Hey, but
then I feel so much better.
Yeah, that's
guilt for like good. 5 years. So
but if you do,
fine.
I'll see you there, girl.
Yeah, because Emily filled out a bunch of forms. She'll see you there.
Look, I'm killing trees. Yeah. Killing the trees.
Samantha, have a great day.
Thank you.
Thanks for being on the show.
Why did our other call fall off? Okay, can I tell you her story? Because
was that
so
Taylor?
Good. Taylor,
tell me the story.
So
she hung up.
She's 19, and she said she did this only for a short while when she was 16, and she first got her car. That her and her bestie, they would cruise around to different Starbucks with drive-thrus, and they would get in and then get up to the front and fake, "Oh my God, I don't have my wallet." And so a lot of times the Starbucks will be like, "It's okay, that's fine, don't worry about it."
Really?
They were faking not having money, and they were getting free Starbucks. And she said she only did it for a short while.
Oh,
but
man.
That's hilarious.
And it's also something terrible. I'd like to try.
That is a go-to-hell material.
I've done the
right
thing
there.
Where you go up to the drive-thru and you order like a burger and fries or whatever, and then you act like you're looking through your bag, mm-hmm. and you say, "Oh, you forgot a fry," and they'll hand you out another fry. You say, "Oh, I ordered two fries, and there's only one in the bag." I might have known somebody that did that.
Mm. There was many years ago, a lady friend of mine, somebody that I was dating. You sit around and you tell stories about what you've done in your past. Mm-hmm. And she talked about when she was young. I think she was fresh out of college. She had a roommate. She and her roommate both were starving young, fresh college graduates, and they had no money. So she said what they would do is when they got the bill in for their, say, XL electric bill, and they'd get their phone bill, and they would get, like, their water bill. What they do is they would write checks to them, then they would intentionally put them in the wrong envelopes.
Oh, yeah, they did that in Roseanne. Yeah.
Right. Did they?
Yeah.
I didn't know about that. Anyway, so they would mail their water bill to the electric company and vice versa. And those people would call and they say, "Oh, you bless your little heart.
You stinker.
You sent this to the wrong way. We're going to mail this back to you." So they weren't technically late because everybody kind of understood, like, "Oh, you poor thing." She said, "We were managed to get like a couple of weeks extension on everything."
That only has to work like Twice, maybe?
No, because they're always different people in those departments at that thing.
That's crazy.
I'm pretty sure I kited some checks when I first got a bank account. Is that hell worthy?
That's kind of what this is.
Yeah,
this is along the same lines. All right, Chris, what's the story?
Okay, I'm really glad that you're allowing me the opportunity to confess this because it involves another creature, another of God's creatures, and my husband. So he was moving out of his house, and there was a fish tank.
Oh, no.
Chris. Yeah.
You hated the fish, didn't you?
Yeah, I hated the fish.
I see where this is going.
Did you do a fish called Wanda on us here? Did you eat the fish?
No, I didn't. Oh, dumb. No, but I gave them another home. Let's just put it that way.
Did you drop the fish tank by accident?
No, I didn't drop it, but I dropped the fish into the toilet, and they were still alive.
Whoops! You flushed live fish?
Yep.
Chris! Mm-hmm.
Well, just fine, because they're still in water.
Just because
that's what I thought, Jeremy.
Yeah, they're
didn't
fine. Want them?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Chris!
Isn't that terrible?
It's awesome.
Is it terrible? Am I going there?
Yeah, you're going to hell.
Yeah, you're going to like a special level of hell.
Might have set those fish free, so you actually did a good deed.
Thanks, Jeremy.
They were cooped up.
It's like radioactive, and now those little betas are like Teenage Mutant Ninja Betas.
Chris.
And why not? Why wouldn't they want to be?
Chris.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I want you to think about this. Out of all the various stories that were told on the show this morning, yours is the only one that involved killing anything.
Okay?
You're the only murderer.
We don't know that they died, Dom.
They are mutant. They are mutant.
Oh, they died.
They're out at Chatfield.
Teenage mutant ninja fish.
I got news for you guys. This is not Finding Nemo. They do not end up out in the ocean.
They do, Dom.
They don't go to the farm.
Well, you know, but in Chris's defense, we're playing God, and that kind of isn't cool either. So,
you know the best part of all of this?
What?
By far. Mm-hmm. You could not plan this. I swear to God, your sponsor for traffic is the Honey Smoked Fish Company.
Oh, no! You better do some Hail Marys, girl.
It says right here. So Honey Smoked Fish sponsors the Murderer's Report.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.